somebody whose job it is to sort of to come up with innovative ideas that might provide, that might sort of become important innovations in the next 10, 15 years, is going to have a slightly different approach to their job than somebody who's dealing with problems that are arising on a day-to-day basis. So again, there are different management roles requiring different skills. And again, the nature of the task facing managers is very different. An organisation that is in crisis, or that is in decline, or that is facing absolute disaster, often requires a very sort of strong, charismatic, determined kind of leader that will create enormous change and help to sort of salvage or save the organisation from catastrophe. Whereas organisations that are doing very well and that are progressing very effectively and that are being run very efficiently, you don't need those kinds of people. That, you know, if an organisation is doing very well, you don't need somebody that's going to come in and really shake things up and change everything and completely radically alter the structure of the organisation. Why would you want to do that when the company's already doing very well? So again, the type of management style, the type of manager that you might want running companies depends on the sort of the circumstances sometimes in which companies find themselves. So there's lots of different influences, lots of different things facing that can influence management style. I'll wrap this up now. I think I've talked for pretty much long enough, but I just want to conclude then by coming back to this question of, well, how does studying management actually help in any way? What is it that we can teach at university that might actually help to enhance some of the skills, some of the activities that managers need to be good at or need to have? I think we can help to teach an awareness that there are many different ideas of management. There are different management styles. There are different approaches to management that work in different parts of the world, in different types of organisation. And I think an awareness of these many different types of management, approaches to management, is quite important, so that when people leave university and go into particular organisations, they can learn how to operate in the individual organisation where they work, but they can also be aware of other alternative approaches that exist as well, so that they can put their own experience into perspective. Again, understanding why some strategies or ideas may be more or less effective than others. It's quite important, I think, if you're in any organisation, if a strategy or if a plan that has been developed fails, to understand, well, why did it fail? And again, having that broader perspective, well, perhaps it failed because, you know, not that it was a bad strategy in its own right. If we'd been operating in a different country or if we'd been operating in a different sector, that type of strategy might have worked, but perhaps we need to match the strategy of the organisation to the particular circumstances in which we find ourselves. So understanding why some strategies may be successful in some areas but not in others is quite important. Intuition. I don't know if we can completely teach intuition about the kinds what we can do. Hopefully, those managers or those people that have got a stronger awareness of different management styles that exist, of different different approaches to management in different countries, of different strategies, different ideas. The broader your knowledge about these differences and about how management works in different ways, the more likely you are to be able to develop intuition, which is more likely to be correct than incorrect. So what we're saying, I guess, is that managers also always have to make decisions on the basis of imperfect information. But the broader your perspective and the broader your knowledge of different styles of management, different ideas of management, hopefully, the more likely it is that your intuition will be useful. Again, knowledge of what's worked in the past and why, that's something that we can teach. We can teach you what has worked in the past and what haven't. And we can help to provide some kind of perspective, I think, that the latest management theory or the latest writings of the most popular management guru are always as new or as radical as they make out. Anyway, I think I shall leave it there. And if anybody has any questions, please fire away.